Good morning. Snow began across interior New York and New England late last night. It began as some rain in a few spots, but quickly as the environment cooled, a heavy wet snow began to add up. We've seen snow for several hours across most of interior New York and New England, and the snow will continue for most of us into the middle of the morning as temperatures hover within a couple degrees of freezing. A storm system continues to intensify rapidly south of Long Island. The air around the storm is being dynamically cooled from top to bottom in the atmosphere, and with the precipitation intensity high, it looks like snow will last even into the valley locations for those few more hours. Then, as the intensity wanes just a touch through the middle of the day, we'll see a mix with rain and perhaps some sleet across the valley locations as we get into the middle of the day, and this will cut back a bit on some of the storm totals. Now, in the mid and lower Hudson Valley, across into southern New England, rain will be the dominant precipitation type, although when the intensity picks up, we could see some wet snowflakes mix in. In these locations, by the end of the day, most everyone will see up to 3 inches of snow, but plenty of places will have minimal accumulation where we see mostly rain. In the upper Hudson Valley and greater Capital District, and also into the Champlain Valley in central and northern Vermont, 4 to 8 inches of snow will be likely, as we will see mostly snow this morning and a rain-snow mix through the afternoon. As we get into the Adirondacks and parts of southern Vermont, the Rensselaer Hills, the Taconics, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills will look for as much as 8 to 12 inches of snow. In the Catskills and Helderbergs, and also along the I-88 corridor, as much as 12 to 20 inches of snow will fall, with localized amounts of up to 30 inches. The wind will also be an issue as the storm intensifies, at times gusting over 30, even 40 miles per hour, so this will produce at least scattered power outages, especially across the higher terrain as we get into the day today and overnight tonight. As the storm begins to pull away tonight, the steady precipitation will wind down. Still, the risk of a few snow showers overnight. The wind will remain gusty overnight as temperatures hold in the lower 30s. Tomorrow will be a drier day, still rather windy, with a mix of sun and clouds, a few passing rain and snow showers, and highs in the lower 40s. A couple of quiet days, although blustery Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s, and lower 40s with mostly sunny skies on Monday. By Tuesday, we'll watch the next system approach with increasing clouds that could lead to more rain or a rain-snow mix on Tuesday night and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy rain is expected for southern New England, especially for coastal areas from New Jersey to eastern Massachusetts in response to the coastal storm. Wind speeds have increased in response to the strengthening of the main low-pressure system off the Jersey coast. Widespread high wind speeds will persist through the late morning and afternoon hours today as the system moves off the eastern seaboard. Inland flooding from the excessive rainfall and coastal flooding from high seas and storm surge will impact much of the area from New Jersey to Massachusetts. Numerous warnings are in effect for the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, including winter weather advisories, winter storm warnings, and high wind warnings. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 19 degrees with a northeast wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1 mile visibility, light snow and fog, 33 degrees, the dew point 30, 89% relative humidity, a north wind at 18, gusting to 29 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.54 inches, and it is falling rapidly. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City windy with rain, heavy at times, upper 30s. Boston very windy and rainy, heavy at times with highs in the lower 40s. And in Buffalo, light snow, 1 to 2 inches with highs in the mid 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 50 degrees, the low 35, the average temperature 43, that's 13 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 38.9 inches of snow for the season, which is 8.5 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees, the average low 21. The record high 65 set in 1991, and the record low 4 below zero in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:29 a.m., sunset this evening 5:46 p.m., 11 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and windy with snow, possibly mixed with rain in the valleys today, and highs in the mid-30s. Steady snow ending this evening, windy with snow showers overnight tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and windy with rain, possibly mixed with snow at times today, with highs near 40. Rain and snow ending this evening, windy with snow showers overnight tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and windy with snow, heavy at times today, and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Steady snow ending this evening, windy with snow showers overnight tonight with lows around 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and windy with a mix of snow and rain today, and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Rain and snow ending this evening, windy with snow showers overnight tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and windy with snow, possibly mixed with rain in the valleys today, precipitation falling heavily at times, and highs in the mid-30s. Steady snow ending this evening, windy with snow showers overnight tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, windy, a few rain and snow showers, lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, lower 40s Sunday. Mostly sunny in the lower 40s on Monday. Increasing clouds Tuesday, late day rain and snow showers. More snow and rain possible Wednesday, highs in the upper 30s. And breezy with scattered snow showers in the upper 30s on Thursday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.